Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 18, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 14, 2003.
Nazarene, here's an interesting question. We know you are creating spiritual dead zones in France. Two French companies have just suffered the worst financial losses in history, in the billions. Is this the work of the kingdom of God?
Absolutely and positively, Alora. We had to do very little to mess up their efforts to recover so that they would plummet into disaster. The power to destroy is so much easier than the power to create, and those who oppose the kingdom of God should realize that. They scheme and they do all the things that they can do, and they think they are so powerful. But when the kingdom of God decides to bring them down, they come down. There is no question of it. There is no doubt of it. It just takes us a little effort sometimes, and we will keep attacking. Germany is next. We are doing all we can in our power to make Germany suffer tremendous economic losses so that they will feel the sting of the kingdom of God, too. It is sad that we have to do these things, but these people will not cooperate. All they care about is profits. All they care about is the economic stability of their people at all costs, no matter who else suffers, no matter what, and they will pay the price. The kingdom of God will act. The kingdom of God will punish them when they put economics before everything else. They won't help the United States get rid of Hussein. The kingdom of God wants Hussein gone. They want his regime gone. They want stability in that area. They want their peace plan to be promoted. These people will not do it, so they will pay the price. God will fight back.
Ooh, don't make heaven mad. Sock it to them, Nazarene. They say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. That sure proves it in this case.
And they're never too big for the kingdom of God, Alora, never.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. Nazarene, we're sad to hear that if Gerald becomes President of the United States, we will be discontinuing Here's Jesus. Isn't there any way that we could continue it?
Alora, I wish I could say there was a solution that would make that possible, but things are so difficult right now, even with all the power that we have, and we're at full power. We're at the absolute maximum of our power. We don't think we could manage to keep Here's Jesus going and keep your work going and do the presidential work at the same time. It would just be too much. We think that even keeping the magazine going and making reports and telling people what's going on will be very difficult because we will have to be very careful what we're saying because of security reasons. But maybe in some incredible way something might come along that would make it possible. We will have to wait and see, but we're trying to get everything we can done and get as many episodes as we can done, so we will leave a good stock of them for people to enjoy over the years. We think Here's Jesus is going to have to go. We cannot find anyone else that would carry my messages truthfully. There's many that would try, but within a very short time, they would slip into the ways of man and start putting their own feelings into them, and we couldn't have that.
Aw, that's sad, Nazarene, but I know you'll still be around somewhere.
I'll always be there, Alora, and a host of angels besides. I will always be there.
We'll be back again.